MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Former statistician Paddy Lehotla has expressed concern over the value of political manifestos and asks if politicians really use them as a blueprint for accountability. He's got a different idea. He's now suggesting that the formula be switched and we write them ourselves. It's a novel approach. He's with me now on the program. And Paddy Lehotla, first of all, welcome. And why have you raised this issue?
Well, I think if one were to look at what electoral promises are or how they are constructed, they are very strong on form and process, very shallow on content, and therefore very shallow on credibility. So the public is taken as voting cattle who will go with anything that is said. It leaves politicians to do a very shallow job in order to dealing with a very important task of governance. The public, in fact, for a process of democracy to succeed, are the ones who must write their manifesto, the public. And having agreed on that manifesto, we must go and look for a politician that seems to be capable of executing that manifesto. My analogy in this is like a jockey who comes with his own horse and comes to the audience and say, applaud me, see how my horse looks like and how I look like, and never riding it to show how the performance of that horse. So we approach this a political manifesto from a political party itself. And then the public, what role do we have? Nothing except to be voting cattle.
Part of the problem, of course, is that voters, I would contend, don't really read manifestos anyway, do they?
Well, we have to turn this thing on its head so that they must generate their own manifesto, which then they know. And then the politicians will be like a student who answers the questions. So the accountability has to be the other way around. And I think there are techniques, and in my article where I talked about multidimensional poverty, that's the manifesto. And that manifesto belongs to the people who feel the pain. They must write it and make it a compact, a matter of compact, a matter of contracting with would-be a politician.
Your argument then, of course, Paddy Lehotla, is incumbent on the party or parties accepting that generated manifesto, which might put them in a very difficult or invidious position.
Well, what they have to do is to come and tell us how they will execute what we have agreed upon. I mean, society in South Africa, three things are very clear and the society is agreeing on, which is, let's deal with poverty, let's deal with unemployment, and let's deal with inequality. And then, of course, deal with crime and all other things. But at the heart of this thing is those three that, for now, we are actually engrossed in. Now, if society agrees on those three things, then you don't have to have so many political parties. You need 3-4 political parties that can contest adequately and then demonstrate how they will do this. And if they don't, the contracting stops and ends, and the government has to be changed. You don't even have to wait for 5 years from a people-driven manifesto. It's an ideal, very difficult to contend with, but you can achieve it when you have answered one key problem, which is levels of consciousness, levels of education, basically, and articulating positions from a position of being educated. And by education, I mean a combination of learning book, having ethics, and having empathy. Those are the three things that should qualify any jockey that runs for elections.
I don't know if we had to test
people on those, whether they'll pass muster.
What you're also saying is that it's critical for robust monitoring and evaluation, which can be implemented to maintain this continual assessment. It could be very time-consuming, though, couldn't it?
Any plan that doesn't have monitoring and evaluation embedded in it will be a time-consuming process. And the time-consuming, if it is time-consuming, then you know that there is a factory fault in its design. And unfortunately, we don't have any planning, robust planning, So the consequence is the focus on monitoring and evaluation. And the bureaucrats give themselves 80% for that monitoring and evaluation. And the focus now is, did you attend this number of meetings? How many cups of tea did you drink? And then that's the assessment, not the impact that it was desired. So we don't have any monitoring and planning, absolutely none, because the planning doesn't exist. These things are just a show.
So do you think that political parties would be up to accepting a concept like this because it puts so much of a spotlight on them? My sense would be probably not.
Well, then you know that there's no democracy. It takes you back to say, what is the definition of democracy? If the political party is the decider, fundamentally there is something that is flawed. And obviously we have allowed political parties to be deciders because they construct manifestos instead of society designing manifestos.
Well, it's certainly...
And we have surrendered our power. So our democracy is flawed.
Well, it certainly is a novel approach and one that is worth debating further. Paddy Lehotla, thank you very much indeed for talking to me today. I do appreciate it.